Well, she put the flute down. I guess she's done. Because it says you've got a little instrumental coming up here, huh, Grace? Is this true? The instrumental. Okay, good, good, good. I didn't want to miss out on that. Okay, welcome to Berea Baptist Church. And this is our Christmas cantata. And it is titled Breath of Heaven. Breath of Heaven. And I want you to think about breath of heaven. The word ruach, the Hebrew word ruach, has three meanings: wind, breath, and spirit. And there certainly is a lot of spirit in the house tonight. Can I get an amen? Amen. All right, that's great. Okay. It's never been so lovely. Key to quiet. Nice. But you know, what's interesting is that a moment in time, God stepped out of heaven and came to us. The world in which he created, born in a lowly state, but a king on Bethlehem's plain. And not only is it a breath of heaven, I want you to think it was a breath from heaven. That in the person of Jesus Christ, born that night in Bethlehem, God himself was with us, Emmanuel, and a piece of heaven was with us. And we long for the return of Jesus to us. I hope you enjoy the evening. I hope we hit all the notes correctly. Mary and Joseph, they have traveled a long way and they're tired. So they will be sitting over here. I will be Joseph and Danny will be Mary in the narration. Let us, would you join me in prayer, and we ask God to bless this evening and for us to give him the glory. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for this time of year, the season of giving. And there's no greater gift that can be given or received than that of Jesus. May his name be glorified tonight. May people remember their childhood, their Bethlehems. May their hearts return home to you, Lord. And may you receive all the glory tonight. And it is in your name that we pray.
Are already a little out of order. We did our flute at the beginning. So we're going to do a couple of congregational carols. We'll sing two verses of Joy to the World, hymn 181, and then we'll flip over and we'll sing all three verses of 182, Go Tell It on the Mountain. So let's stand and sing together.
Thank you.
182, all three verses.
Jesus Christ is you so much for doing that as part of a tradition at Berea that has gone on for many, many years. And we thank you for sharing that with us one more time. Thank you very much. Also tonight, before we start the cantata, I want to announce that we dedicate this cantata to the glory of God. It is a proclamation of the gospel and of the good news. But I also want to do something else a little special. Since Phil and I have had the opportunity to start working together here at Berea, we have lost 5 of our members. And so we also tonight remember these persons that we have lost. And so I want to mention Joanne Barker, Ralph Ellis, Elwood Massey Sr., who also, when I was working with the choir, also sang some with the choir as well. Also want to remember Mac Vickers Jr., who was also very much part of the Berea choir. And then finally, I'd like to mention Jim Barrett. Peggy's continuing on tonight a 50-year tradition that goes all the way back to Lowe's Grove. This will be the first time without Jim. And that tenor voice is still very much in our ears, and I know in your heart. But I want us to remember all 5 of these persons as we remember them as we proclaim the message of this cantata.
Thank you.
This story begins with silence.
A long silence that lasted 400 years. 4 centuries of waiting to hear from the God we worshiped.
God had not spoken. No prophet had given us a fresh word. No king had shown us the way to him. We prayed, offered our sacrifices, and kept the festivals and holy days.
But there had only been silence and waiting.
As we waited, our people looked to the ancient text that told of another time of silence and waiting, when there was a vast nothingness until a great word was spoken and his spirit moved.
God creating and breathing life into the world.
We looked to our ancient heroes of faith and the centuries of slavery in Egypt. We remembered the night of our liberation when the death angel passed over.
We relived the Red Sea crossing and our wandering in the wilderness when Jehovah was life.
A succession of kings ruled over us, and the more we turned away from putting God on the throne, the more desperately we needed him.
Finally, the nation was destroyed, not by enemies who conquered us, but by our own unfaithfulness to the one who had given us everything.
Yet, even in our own destruction, God had promised we would not be forgotten. A son would be given. A savior would come.
The silence would be broken, and God would speak.
Every longing and need we had would be met as his spirit breathed new life into our world.
At last, the wait would be over. Every prophecy would be fulfilled. And the most amazing part of it was that the two of us would be chosen to help bring it to pass.
Thank you.
Who would have imagined that God would break his silence in the way he did? Or that she would hear his message from angels' lips? He said, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will give birth to a son. Call him Jesus."
The Spirit gave me the words to answer. At the very moment Joseph was weighing what to do about my situation, he would be told in a dream, "Don't be afraid. Mary will have a son. Call him Jesus. He will save his people from their sins."
Imagine the waiting would end in a way.
Caesar's decree came at the worst possible time. Mary was nearing time to deliver her child. Our journey to Bethlehem to register was difficult. Everything she had been called to do was difficult. Already she had endured scorn, mistrust, and danger. But when God called, she simply answered.
Destination's dead unknown, but when it's done.
Faith had carried me through 9 months of being an outcast and the target of endless gossip. Faith had given me peace when Joseph doubted me. Faith had provided strength and courage as we traveled to Bethlehem. I had faith. I trusted God. Still, I'll confess that there were moments I wondered about a God who would give such a task to someone like me.
Breath of heaven,
Jesus came into the world in the exact way God had planned it all along. In spite of the difficult circumstances, everything about him was perfect.
Suddenly, there were shepherds peering through the doorway of the stable. When they saw Mary and me, and then the baby lying in the feeding trough, they came in, fell on their knees, and worshiped him. Many years later, John would write, "The Word became flesh and dwelt with us with grace and truth, and we beheld his glory. Mary and I were the first to see it. Then the shepherds who came in from the hills that night caught a glimpse."
And ever since then, people have found their way to him one way or another. When they see him for who and what he really is, they love him. For what would we have done if he hadn't come to us the way he did?
Thank you.
We didn't know it. But wealthy men were already on their way to honor him. They brought precious gifts to lay at his feet.
Heaven's Son was worthy of even more.
He deserves everything we hold dear.
So we let go of all we value, all we cling to.
We lay down anything that would keep us from surrendering our lives to him.
Because the truth is, he is the only treasure that really matters.
Children, thank you, audience.
Thank you, Wanda.
Yes, Wanda. Everyone, we really, really appreciate it. And, you know, we had a real slice of life here tonight. The world continues on. The world continues, and here is an important point that we don't want to miss here, because this is really, really critical. A lot of times, the children are removed. And we know why they're removed. But they were here tonight to be a part. and to be a part of the blessing. And it reminds us that no matter what all is going on in life, all the hecticness, everything, the gospel still proclaims and comes through. No matter, when you clap for that, no matter what, it still comes through. So thank you all for an authentic slide.
And some Sundays, Jessica holds Alan or Grace on her hip and directs.
So thank you very much. At this time, I would like to call Hope to the front. We now come to a part in the service where we got to use a little bit of technology. So if you will take your light.
She says,
I'm
Jesus' name we prayed, and everyone said,
Amen.
Amen.
Before y'all go in the room, let's get a picture. Everybody sit down for just 1 second.